Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Segment brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Before we get into the meat and potatoes topic here, Mr. Dickinson, we have asked people best drinks of water. People always rank their favorite times to drink beer in the shower or, you know, post-grass cutting. But it's 8 million degrees. I think the heat index is going above 110 today. So we're ranking glasses of water, and we have people texting in. And our listeners never disappoint. This one from Matt, the water fountain water after recess.
Good one.
It's pretty damn good.
That's a really good one. There. That's a really good one.
Intern RJ says post-coital, so after the sex.
Yes.
You reach over, you grab whatever water's laying around.
Yep.
Half-drank bottle of water sitting there.
How long will you leave a bottle of water? Like, how long?
Days.
Yeah, days.
Same. Days.
I'll drink it. I'll drink it. Days.
I've had the same Giant Eagle bottle of water next to my bed for the last week or so, and I'll just take a sip every now and again.
Yep.
It's all you need, just to wet the whistle at night. What are you laughing back there about, Dom?
No, it's just funny. I have an uncle that will refill water bottles and just use the same one over and over.
I think that's supposed to be really bad for you if you, like, leave the water bottles in your car and the sun beats down on the plastic, which then bleeds into the water, and then you give yourself all kind of diseases. So you should warn your uncle about that. Someone writes in, playing in the snow water. Oh, yeah.
What?
You're all sweaty. You're out there playing in the snow, sled riding. Where it's freezing cold, but you got so many layers on, but you're running back up the hill and you're dragging the kid on the sled. And then you have a bottle of freezing cold water, but it doesn't feel that freezing, but it's delicious. I don't know if it makes the top five, but that's a good shout there, Doran.
You know one of my favorite?
Tell me.
Movie theater water.
Yeah.
Whenever I get the candy and then the popcorn and then back to the candy and then back to the popcorn, then hit that water bottle that's real cold. Oh, so good.
Have we extinguished this? That's a good one. After the sauna water, someone writes in.
That's a good one.
Text us, 412-928-9370. So Starkey yesterday asked the question, which of the three professional sports teams is going to have the best upcoming season? So it would be the Pirates next year, the Penguins next year, and then the upcoming Steelers season with Aaron Rodgers. Donnie Football asked, which of the three professional franchises is the next one that's going to win a championship? And, man, you're doing a lot of projection there. I mean, I have no idea who the second-line center is going to be the next time the Penguins will even contend. And you'd like to think Crosby will be the one seed, but you just don't know. I think the answer to both has to be the same team. And I think, to me, it's fairly obvious. I think it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I have a lot of faith that they're going to win a championship, but they've made the playoffs in each of the last two seasons. The Penguins have missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. The Pirates haven't had a winning record since 2016. And so my offshoot question is, and I know I'm an offender here, and when you hold the Steelers up to their standards of yesteryear, they're not even holding a candle to what they used to be. But aren't we a little too hard on the Steelers when you compare them to the other franchises in town?
No doubt.
The Steelers go 10-7 last year, and yeah, they've been getting demolished in the playoffs. So I'm not here to defend them. But they go 10-7 last year, and we act like they're worse than the Pirates. We act like the Penguins didn't go all in getting Erik Karlsson, and you re-sign an all-star goaltender, two-time all-star goaltender, and you get Ryan Graves. You're doing that to try to contend, and they fell flat on their face. Like, the Steelers have been the better franchise than either of the other two now for a few years. I don't think that's even debatable, because everything you want to say bad about the Steelers, you can say bad about the Penguins. They haven't won a playoff series since damn 2018. It's 2017 for the Steelers. 16, I guess. 17 year, but 16 season. So anything bad you want to say about the Penguins, you could say about the Steelers and vice versa, but the Steelers have at least made the playoffs a couple of times. Do you think we're too hard on them? 412-928-9370.
I think we are. I think you are, but the standard is very high, clearly.
Yes.
But if I want to answer the question about, you know, the upcoming year and who's going to win the next championship, and the reason why I say the Steelers is because the formula is basically there. It just needs to hit. If this offensive line gels together and does well this year, you're set. If this running back that you just drafted rushes for, say, 1,000 yards this year, you're set at running back. You have DK Metcalf under contract. So now you go into the draft next year and you draft a quarterback. They come in. Say they hit. Say they have a year. Say they have a year like Jaden Daniels.
I was just going to bring that up.
There you go.
Because you're going to draft your franchise quarterback next year, and I'll throw franchise quarterback in air quotes, because he might not be the guy.
Right.
But you're drafting him thinking he's the guy. Let's say you draft Lenora Sellers, and he's Jaden Daniels. Guess what? You're a Super Bowl contender.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Final Four caliber team.
Yep.
Now, it needs to hit, but that's you're one piece away. One piece away from your entire franchise changing. Now, if the Penguins tank and get Gavin McKenna, that would thrust them really quickly, I think, into contender status. But
I think the Penguins could do it quicker. Like, if just watching the Florida Panthers and just, you know, how they've operated the last couple of years and just kind of how hockey is, like, I think that the Penguins have a chance to be able to do it quicker.
I think they're too many pieces away, though. Like, one superstar could change the Steelers if it's a quarterback, right? I think even if you got Gavin McKenna, you might be a playoff team real quick if he is what everyone thinks he can be. But I still think goaltender, big question. I don't know about Dan Muse. At least, and I'm not defending Tomlin again, but at least we've seen him win a championship and get to another. I have no idea what Dan Muse is going to bring. I have no clue. None. Zero. Now, the Pirates, they have sort of the franchise quarterback figured out. Starkey's made this argument for a while. I think it's well said by him. You've got a great young pitching staff and more to come. But I don't know, what are they, 5 or 6 bats away?
Yeah.
If we're talking about legitimately contending. And then as far as which team's going to have the best season next year, I mean, I think that's obvious. The Steelers don't have losing seasons with Mike Tomlin. It doesn't make anybody happy. There's no warm and fuzzies. But they're not going to have a losing season this year. Pirates haven't had a winning season since 2016. And the Penguins, the way they're designed right now, I don't think they're going to have a winning season.
I don't think
they want to have a winning season.
I think it's easier to have a winning season and to be a competitor or to be a contender in football than the other two sports, because there's a lot more risk of injury that you would have to face. Like in hockey, like guys get injured, but like it's not as much as football. Like, you know, the Steelers could head into the season in week one, Joe Burrow could go down, Josh Allen could go down, and Mahomes could go down for six plus weeks. And, you know, that could be in December and they might lose them for the playoffs. And then you make your run. Like, that has a more expedited way of happening to getting to the top than, I think, like, baseball. You're not going to really – you do see some guys, obviously.
I mean, Ronald Acuna missed last year, and the Braves were still really good.
They still were really good, yeah. But it's only, like, one guy that, you know, that you can build up the production. Like, I'm trying to –
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, if you lose a quarterback, you're done. If you lose Ronald Acuna, you could still play.
Yeah.
If you lose – you know, Evgeny Malkin, you could still play. If you lose Josh Allen, you're done.
Penguins won the Stanley Cup without Chris Letang, to underscore your point.
So I think it's easier to actually get to contention in football than the other.
Because if you put yourself in position, you could take advantage of an injury. Like, I mean, you think about the Lions last year.
Exactly.
I think the Lions would have given the Eagles a run for their money, but they got absolutely decimated by injury.
And the Eagles didn't.
Right.
Right. And that's, you know.
Meanwhile, the Yankees, they don't have Gerrit Cole, and they're still leading their division right now. 412-928-9370. I don't think we're too hard on the Steelers when we compare the Steelers to the standards that we're supposed to be holding them to. I do think we're a little harder on the Steelers as compared to the Penguins and Pirates, when the Steelers, even though they're not measuring up to their old past success, they're still outperforming the other two franchises, if that makes sense. 412-928-9370. Someone writes in, middle of a hot wings challenge water. It's very specific. I actually don't love water when I'm eating really spicy foods. I get bloated real quick.
Because
you drink the water too fast so that your tongue can feel some comfort. Hello. Texter, beach cooler water. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. And you got to mix those in. You love to have the cervezas. You have a cerveza or two on the beach. You got to mix in a water or two. All right, one more text on that for now. Best waters to consume. Someone marathon. Writes in. Marathon water. You don't know.
I don't know, but I see people drinking out of them little cups.
You see the way that they consume
they
that, too.
Crush it. You think about how thirsty you probably are.
Oh, my God.
That's probably a great water.
My wife did a 7-mile hike this weekend. I forget what the event was called. There were people running through the woods, 36 miles. And the challenge is, finish the 36 miles through the woods. You start when the sun rises, and you got to do it before the sun sets. People are sick, man.
Sick.
Sick. You couldn't pay me to walk 36 miles in a month.
No.
That ain't happening. Someone writes in post Hershey or Sarah's chocolate bar water.
That's a good one, too. That's a real good one. Yeah.
I know
it's
milk.
It's like the ice cream.
That is like ice cream. People think milk after a PB&J. Nice, tepid water with a PB&J. Very good water. Text us, 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, guys, yeah, we need to hold the Steelers to a higher standard. They have the highest paid defense. There's no excuse. Our defense is so dumbed down compared to when LeBeau was here. Yeah, no one is saying the Steelers are living up to the expectations that we should all have for them. That's not the conversation. Conversation is, compared to the other franchises, are we a little harder on the Steelers than we are on two franchises that the last 3 years and even longer for the Pirates just have not even come close to meeting expectation? And I know why it happens. It's because it moves the needle. And I think it's fair to be critical of the Steelers. It's the franchise that people in town care most about. And they have not lived up to expectation.
Oh, and it's the franchise that has had the same coach but hasn't won since 2008. You know, Penguins did win, you know, in 16-17. I mean, that's way more recent than 2000.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
An eight.
That's true too, man.
Like, and it's the same guy that's been here.
When Sullivan wins two championships and you've still got Sidney Crosby as part of all those teams, yeah, you would like to have won a series or two at the very least since then, but you can live on the 16 and 17 back to back. Like, you win three championships, you are going to be a level of bulletproof that Mike Tomlin's not going to be when he hasn't even got to the big game since 2010. And every time he lines up for a playoff game, his team is eviscerated in the first quarter. 412-928-9370. Dixie cup water.
I was just about to say that. Why does that water taste so much better than any other water?
I like the little paper flavor you get with it.
Yes.
I do. I like my coffee in the morning with these little Dixie cups. Chew on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the cone.
Mm.
The cone cups.
Those two.
That tastes so good for some reason. It's just one gulp.
You know what it is too, man? You got the water sitting there. And it's a very thin cup.
Yep.
You can feel the coldness of the water through the bottom of the cup.
Something.
Richard writes in, mailman water on a hot day like today. Oh, man. All the mailmen, mail ladies, all the PennDOT workers today, anybody who's standing by a road holding a sign, God bless you on days like today.
Yes.
Holy cow. You can chew the air, man. Four one two nine two eight nine three seven zero. Are we too hard on the Steelers? 412-928-9370. What's the best water to consume? 412-928-9370. And does champagne go right to your head? We had that conversation off the air. Carbonation gets you drunk faster.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Fun show today.
Yep.
I love all our listeners. We have great listeners. Ratings are through the roof. I'm so tired of these texts, though. Hey, guys, good show. Thanks. Why do you keep assuming the Steelers will need to draft their franchise quarterback next year? Name me one quarterback in the draft next year who's clearly better than Will Howard. Did you watch him in the playoff run? Why do we just assume it's not Howard?
I know why.
Because he was a six-round pick?
Correct.
He's third on the depth chart. He's Correct. Not even going to get a chance to play this year.
Correct.
The only way he plays this year is if Rodgers blows his Achilles again or something to that effect, and Mason Rudolph goes out there and stinks.
Correct.
And then you go to Will Howard. Now, I know that Kyle Allen got into a game last year. He threw exactly one pass. We've seen the Steelers get down to their third-string quarterback before. It's not an impossibility, but that's what it will take for them to even get a cursory look at Will Howard.
I will say this, though.
Please.
I believe that Will Howard will be the backup quarterback next year.
I think so, too.
And I think that he'll get a legit opportunity to maybe compete to start, knowing how the Steelers operate sometimes at the quarterback position with a young quarterback and figuring that he might not be ready and Will Howard could get that nod to start the season.
I think
maybe.
I think Will Howard will compete to be the backup quarterback next year with Mason.
I think they'll release Mason.
He's cheap. I mean, they could. It depends on how much they like what they see out of Will this right. year. Yeah. And you will get a great look at Will Howard in the preseason.
Oh yeah, he's going to play. He's going to have like almost every rep.
And you know what? I will say this. He's going to go out there and ball in the preseason.
Will?
Yeah. He's going to run dudes over. He's going to look like the preseason version of Josh Allen. Now, we have seen that before. Kenny Pickett had a perfect passer rating in the preseason a couple of years ago, and then it didn't translate to the NFL. The real games. He did protect the football. Yes, he went 14-10, but he looked like he had arrived, and then the San Francisco 49ers game happened. 412-928-9370. People are just blowing us up with the best waters, and I can't believe it took off the way that it did. Golf course water between holes, yeah.
Good one.
We'll take more at 412-928-9370. The question, are we a little too hard on the Steelers compared to the other franchises in town? Pirates haven't had a winning season since 2016. The Penguins haven't won a postseason series since 2018, and they've missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. Starkey asked, who's going to have the best year out of those three franchises next year? And I think the answer is an obvious one. I think it's the Steelers, because I just think they're going to win 10 games at least, and they're probably going to make the playoffs, and it's not going to satisfy anybody, but the Penguins aren't going to make the playoffs. They don't want to make the playoffs. And the Pirates, please. We got some calls on this. Are you ready? Mike in the car, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What up?
So, I first heard this question come up yesterday, and my immediately thought it has to be the Penguins, because the way it was worded is, who's going to have the most success, not who's going to be the winningest team. So, if the Penguins go, they win, 35 games, but they call up all their prospects. They're getting playing time. They're playing with Sid, and they aren't winning games. I'd argue that's more successful than the Steelers going 10-7, losing the playoff game, even though the Steelers are winning a little bit more.
A good point.
That's a great point. Great point.
Here's my concern. Are they going to trade Raquel? Are they going to trade Rust? Because if that is the goal, you don't want to be picking 11th or 12th again.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to be
you want to be
bottom five, Mike, so that you have a really good shot at Gavin McKenna. Now you could get him with 11th or 12th, but I'll tell you what, can you imagine if Sidney Crosby puts up like 108 points this year and Tristan Jarry stays healthy, and he's been a pretty decent regular season goalie when he stays healthy. Those two things happen, the Penguins find themselves like 11th and then got McKenna. The league would implode.
Yeah.
It's rigged.
It's rigged.
And it'd be hard to argue otherwise.
Uh-huh.
I'm all for it. I think I have this. I think my brain's broken when it comes to the draft lottery.
Like
they got Sid with a 6.5% chance. They wound up getting Lemieux. They deserved him. They tried to lose down the stretch. Starkey talked to the coach of that team for a story. This was a while back, and he read some of the quotes back then. That coach had trouble sleeping at night, because he'd call guys up that he knew stunk.
I heard that.
He was talking to Pomp
and TK, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that.
And the guys who were on the team that were fairly decent were like,
what are we supposed to do?
What are we supposed to do?
Right.
He said he had a tough time sleeping at night. So they deserved Lemieux. Because they got Lemieux, because they got Crosby, because they lucked in the Malkin second overall in the Ovechkin draft, I know it's not a high percent chance of likelihood that they would land Gavin McKenna. But in my brain, I'm thinking, I could probably wind up with that guy. And he might go to Penn State, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you like a weirdo Penn State fan even though you go to Syracuse?
I'm a Penn State football fan.
Okay. You grew up State football fan?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Do we allow that? I think we allow that. You grow up a Penn State football fan. Do you root for Syracuse football?
No.
All right.
You don't at all?
I think that's fine. I think that's, you can have one and not the other. You can't have both.
Why don't you just go to Penn State then?
Because Syracuse has a better journalism
program.
Is it
that much better?
Tell that to Malzie.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's the best.
I root for Syracuse basketball, but yeah, Penn State football.
I mean, if you go to Syracuse or you go to Penn State, like, I mean, if you're good, you're good. That's kind of how I look at it. Like, is that school really going to get you a big-time job?
So I agree with you. I also think that this connections you get from Syracuse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here
because
of my
connection. You couldn't have going to Penn State or going to
You could have gone to West Virginia and emailed me from U92, our college radio station. You'd still be sitting in that seat right now. How about that?
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't have fired me, like the one up at
Houston. They wouldn't have fired you. Buddy, I did nothing, and I was the damn assistant sports director. I sat around, got drunk on natural lights, forgot when we'd have to broadcast baseball games, get in my car and get there as fast as I could, not after drinking the natural.
That's going to West Virginia for you, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There, mm-hmm. There you go.
And look where I am. I'm a massive success story. 412-928-9370. You ever had that liquid death water?
Yep.
Is that good?
It's all right.
Aaron Rodgers is speaking today. What are we looking forward to him saying with Pat McAfee? Could throw that around a little bit coming up next. Jordy Mercer is going to join us at 9:35. But we're also asking you this question at 412-928-9370. Because of the Penguins' lack of success of late and the Pirates' lack of success gestures wildly for the last 30 years, are we a little too hard on the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll talk to Yins about that next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've been asking people at 412-928-9370 to text in best drink of water you could possibly have. This is a really good one outside the box. Water gun at the dentist.
What?
Some people hate that because it's
taste
cold.
Of it?
Oh, dude, whenever you got all
you don't
that.
Don't even drink it.
I know, but you got all that crap in there and they just get the fluoride on there.
That doesn't count.
And then you it's go. Like, I love. Oh, it's so refreshing. You don't drink it, though, which I think means it can't be included on the list.
Who?
You don't love that feeling?
No.
Oh. Sometimes you get the nitty-gritties on there. Yeah,
that's like totally different than what we're
you
talking
spray
about.
It in there. It's refreshing. It is different.
It's not a drink.
It's not a drink. You're right. Technicality. It's a nice little feeling, though. Do you guys like that feeling back there?
I think it's number two on the best drinks of
water.
Wow! It's not a drink.
But the question was water, so I should clarify. The best
question water. Was
the best water. Okay, so pool water.
If pool water is your number one, then so be it.
Well, if we're going
ocean water,
if we're going best water, I think you got to go hot spring.
Yeah.
No, it's water that goes in your mouth. Ice cream water is one. Dentist water is two. Hate to say it.
I love that feeling.
I also like when they get that suctiony thing
That's
in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why do you think I keep doing that stupid sound? I'm going for suction there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many times a year are you supposed to go to the dentist? Just once?
No.
Like what?
Three?
Three?
I think so.
And
I
Dom
was
saying
twice.
Two.
Two or three. You're going once a year?
I'm a once a year guy, yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're all right. You have cavities?
I've had one cavity my entire life.
I had 9 cavities filled at one time.
What?
Yep.
What, are you falling asleep with warheads in?
Warheads? Jolly Ranchers?
Jolly Ranchers?
Like, one time, yeah.
Some people are just predisposed to get cavities easier. Yep. Like, my mom, she never got braces. My sister and I got braces. My dad has all new teeth, just like you. And they're beautiful, beautiful teeth. My mom has the straightest teeth ever, and they're super white. She's never done nothing but brush her teeth, and she flosses, I guess.
Yep.
Do you guys ever floss?
Yep.
I never floss. Never floss.
I used to not because I had spaces between my teeth before, and now, like, it's, like, still, you even hear me, like, over here just, like, kind of, like, doing that all the time because I'm still not used to it.
You kind of had the stray hand thing going before.
Yeah, yeah.
That was kind of a signature look.
Mm-hmm.
Did you wrestle with the new teeth? Like, was that a difficult decision?
No.
I know your guys do a great job with it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Those teeth are always falling out from NC State. Like, I always have to get them repaired. That's why I got the teeth.
Good point. Teeth weren't staying in the head. Pretty good reason to get new ones.
Donnie Football says appointments are once every 6 months.
Jeez. Roughly. They texted me. I was looking back because I'm due for one. They texted me over a year ago. Like, I'm due to get one this month. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Does your dentist, either of you, do the thing where they'll have you all situationed up and they're poking around and then ask you a question?
Yes. Yes. And it's always sports questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my dentist. Great dentist. I'm not disparaging the dentist. But back in the Killer Bees era was the worst. Oh, this Antonio Brown, what do you think they're going to do with him? You think they're going to pay Le'Veon? Like, how am I supposed to answer the question?
How am I supposed to answer?
Hell out of here.
A lot of people are scared of the dentist, though, so I think that's a good tactic to keep your mind off of what's going on by the dentist.
I wasn't listening. I was reading a text. Say it again.
A lot of people are scared of the dentist, so I think that's a good tactic by the dentist to distract you of what's going on.
Yeah, but I can't answer.
I think it's more of the tactic.
Hey, man, what's going on in the Middle East? Well, let's have a nice nuanced conversation. What am I supposed to do?
I have no bleeping idea what they're doing. Oh, that's so funny.
Texter, Crowley, you go to the dentist once a year? That is absolutely disgusting. 90% of America goes twice a year, once every 6 months. You're like, I can't read the rest of that text. I mean, I don't got a gross mouth. It's not like I don't brush my teeth. Now, I have admitted that I'm not a floss guy, but I feel like the majority of Americans, the vast majority of Americans, do not floss daily.
Absolutely.
No way.
No way.
I like the little picks you can use.
Yeah, I use those.
Yeah, because the regular floss, you get it tied around my fingers and all that. No. My daughter loves to suck on the floss.
Oh, have you lost all your teeth?
I have, shockingly.
Oh, okay.
That was a great line.
Wasn't sure.
Good line. Good line.
Wasn't sure if you know, waiting for the tooth fairy still, hiding your tooth underneath your pillow.
Good line. Good line.
We were basically past it, too. You know, yeah, let me just get one in on our guy, Numb. All right, we didn't do any sports there, and for that, I apologize. But there's breaking news, according to Adam Schefter. A big-time player the Steelers are quote-unquote checking in on. We'll tell you who and the chances of them landing said player next. But first... It's our breaking news sounder. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Adam Schefter reporting that the Steelers have quote-unquote checked in with the Dolphins on Jalen Ramsey. But that Pittsburgh is unlikely to be the destination for the former All-Pro defensive back. We had Caboli on yesterday, and he said it wouldn't surprise him at all if the Steelers had checked in. Which, okay, this is interesting to me. Steelers fans, when we brought it up last week, do you need a number two wide receiver? Do you need another cornerback? What's the bigger need? Everybody said wide receiver, and I agree with that. You agree with that. We sussed it out with our good friend Pat Bostic. But a lot of Steelers fans came to the defense of the secondary, saying, no, it'll be okay. Yeah, Corey Trice, who's athletic. Even Caboli yesterday. Corey Trice, athletic, long, looks the part. James Pierre is your fourth corner, fine, whatever. The Steelers are telling you that they don't believe enough in their secondary.
Yeah, if they're checking in on
If they're checking in on Jalen Ramsey, they're saying, yeah, we could use another guy. And I think they believe Darius Slay's a good player, but he's 34. And if your next best corner to step in on the outside is Corey Tracy, you better be looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jalen Ramsey would be a wonderful addition to this team because Joey Porter Jr. hadn't exactly blossomed into what they want him to be, and I'm not ruling that out. I think Joey Porter Jr. will at some point be a legitimate number one in this league. I do. I don't think he's there yet. And you're trying to win now. It's why you get DK Metcalf. It's why you get Aaron Rodgers. It's why you get Darius Slay. So what's one more? And you're not going to have to break the bank to get him. I'd love to see them get Jalen Ramsey.
I think Darius Slay is still has a little bit left in the tank, enough left in the tank, but I don't know if he has a full tank. And that's what worries me. Like, I don't know if he can go 17 games,
right,
you know, every single snap at playing outside corner. Like you said this a couple times, like I would do the platoon method, like, you know, with Darius Slay. Okay, you could do the platoon method with Darius Slay and put Corey Trice in and have them kind of split reps throughout the season. But okay, you put Corey Trice out there. The guy has been injured three times. You put him out there. Does that scare you? Like, if you're in offense, no. But if you put Jalen Ramsey out there, if Darius Slay is off the field, now you're thinking twice, and you still have Joey Porter Jr. on the other side, and he's going to work his way through to try to become that number one corner on this team. They're going to leave him go. They're not going to mess with Joey Porter Jr. He's going to be out there every rep. But the platoon method of having two veteran proven corners that would split the reps for under, I don't know, what would it be? How much money? $15 million, I guess?
Whatever that I haven't looked
whatever that is, you know, I don't
Cavalli
think
my, went over it yesterday. My eyes glazed.
I don't think the I don't think money's the issue. Like that would be a nice method to heading into the season of having to. And now, obviously, both of those guys wouldn't want to do that. But you're on the team. This is our team. This is what we're
well,
doing.
That's what makes this perfect. And Jaire Alexander, he signed with the Baltimore Ravens, and there's going to be some competition there, but I think less competition there on the outside than you'd have here in Pittsburgh with the way things are situated. If you trade for Jalen Ramsey, you don't have a say.
Right, exactly.
It's not, hey, come over here, big guy. No, we traded for your rights, so you're on the team, and we're going to use you the way we use you. Still really good, too. We use Pro Football Focus to compare guys. It's a useful tool. It's not the end-all, be-all. He had a 77 overall grade last year. That's 16th out of 222 cornerbacks.
Yeah.
The guy can still play.
And what is and Darius Slay's around the same thing, I believe.
Darius Slay had a good grade last year.
Yeah, so you split that up. I mean, I wonder if Ramsey could play inside because they still need an inside guy.
I don't think ideally.
Right.
That's a big weak spot.
Yep.
Yeah, Darius Slay was 68th out of 222 corners last year. So that would grade out as, I mean, really you break it down, 32 teams, two corners a team, math, right around league average starter.
Yep.
So Jalen Ramsey would come in and be the guy, probably, but you rotate those dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a great move. A great move. And we know that this is a stopgap year. At least we think. Draft a quarterback next year, prepare for the future, but this season try to win with Aaron Rodgers. So you'd get Jalen Ramsey for this year, but you'd have the option, if he plays well, to bring him back. And he probably, at the age of 31 at that point, wouldn't be commanding top-end money, but maybe second-tier money. Maybe he'd be around for a couple of years. And then you wouldn't have to address that need in the draft next year. Because right now, as we sit, they're either going to have to spend money on cornerback next season, or they're going to have to draft a guy. And I'd rather keep all that draft capital. 412-928-9370. Are you titillated at the idea of Jalen Ramsey becoming a Steelers cornerback? Adam Schefter says they've checked in. Yes, Dickerson.
I thought you were asking me.
Are you titillated?
A little bit. More than I was a couple days ago. I think it'd be a great way to approach the season of having security. Because, like I said, like Darius Slay, you know, say he gets, you know, a rundown. Say somebody gets hurt. Like that depth doesn't look too good.
What if halfway through the year he just is slow?
Exactly.
Because we saw it with Cordarrelle Patterson last year. Cordarrelle Patterson looking real good against Indy, and he plays running back, and I get it, but when your speed goes, you're done.
He also got hurt.
Right. So let's say you get nicked up mid-year,
right,
come back from injury, and you're just not able to run. The Steelers want to play a lot of man. I think that's clear. Dante Jackson, not fit for it. They didn't bring him back. You want to play a lot of man? Darius Slay, good man corner. Well, you can't run, you can't play man.
Right.
Especially not in this damn division, man.
Exactly.
I mean, you look around, there are receivers galore. Yeah, I'd be all in on Jalen Ramsey with an eye on hopefully having him be here beyond this year. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Someone text in, and I think this is sycophant behavior. Make it a routine to keep floss on your nightstand and floss at night in bed before you go to sleep. I ain't flossing in bed.
Well,
like, what if it...
You're flicking gunk everywhere.
Yes! And the bed is where the magic happens. Imagine you're trying to make some magic. and you're rolling around and it gets all hot, sweaty, and fun, and there's like a leftover piece of floss that gets invited to the party. That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you smiling at, Dom?
That was a funny line. Am I not allowed to smile now?
Quit getting so defensive. Texter, Steelers just overcompensating on D since the offense will struggle with no wide receiver two. Focus money on picks on wide receiver two. How about both? How about both? There's nothing that says they can't get Jalen Ramsey and go out and sign Amari Cooper. Now, it's probably not going to happen, at least the signing of Cooper until camp. I'm guessing, I haven't been told this, I'm guessing Amari Cooper wants to see if any wide receivers get hurt or what shakes out in training camp. But there's no reason you couldn't do both things. I don't think Amari Cooper is going to cost more than $10 million a season. The Steelers have about $18 million in cap space right now. If they sign TJ Watt to an extension, which we all assume that they will, it'll actually help the cap this season. They have money to do both. And they'd still have money to go into the regular season with, which they're always looking for. So they could do both. If I had to do one over the other, yeah, of course I'd do wide receiver too.
Yeah.
But I think you can get both things done. 412-928-9370.
Would you be okay? What if it was Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, no wide receiver too?
I'm fine. I'm a weapon guy.
Yeah, same.
I think Freiermuth's going to have a good year, too.
Absolutely.
I think he stands to improve the most based on the quarterback change.
He could have an even better year if he had Jonnu Smith.
Yes, he would. I agree with that. I heard Starkey say yesterday he looks at Russell Wilson as basically being the same as Aaron Rodgers. And, hey, look, you extrapolate what Russ did over the course of the year, the statistics would probably have looked damn near similar. But I think the way that Rodgers goes about it makes the team better because he's going to use the middle of the field. And so Pat Freiermuth had an okay season, real slow start. I put most of that on the quarterbacks. They're not middle of the field quarterbacks, have never been middle of the field quarterbacks. And at this point in Russ's career, if you can't run around like a chicken with your head cut off like you used to be able to, you sure as you know what, not doing it now.
Yep.
So, okay, maybe you get statistically to a similar place, but all of a sudden, if the middle of the field's open, it changes everything. And a guy like Freiermuth goes from almost an afterthought to maybe he's your number two wide receiver this year. Texter, would have been more excited about Jaire Alexander, not sure why the Steelers passed on him. Well, maybe he didn't want to come here because of the competition element we were just discussing. More on this. Also, NFL coaches talked to Jeremy Fowler about how they view the Steelers offseason, where they think the Steelers are going. Might surprise you. Get to that when we come back. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny, hot today, high of 92, James Harrison, low of Patrick Hornquist. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.